and I want to thank Dunwoody City Council for giving me the opportunity to talk with you. I want to start by sharing with you that, in case you don't know, my wife and I live 3 miles from here. We shop at Publix, Kroger, and Fresh Market. We take our clothes to the Dunwoody Hall Cleaners. I get my hair cut by Boris at the Village Barbershop. We take our dogs to the veterinarian Kim Roberts. We get our car repaired by Lalo and Edgar at Your Car Service. The folks at Hardware, I'm sure, know me by my first name. I have even been known to eat bangers and mash and smoke an occasional cigar at the Dunwoody Irish Pub, but don't tell my wife about the cigar thing. It doesn't go rolling well. We both care very much about our community, about Dunwoody. I'd like to start. Are you okay in that? Is that moved on?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to start by addressing some unfortunate misconceptions that have been voiced by a few people with, I believe, good intentions. By now, you're probably aware that the governor has eliminated all but one of the university system's requests for new building funds. That included our academic building here in Dunwoody, unfortunately. By the way, which was a replacement building for the old occupational center we've owned for about a year and a half now as part of our complex. We do, however, have funding approved for the planning and design of this new academic allied health building. It's one building, not two. It was not and is not scheduled to be 250,000 square feet. It's scheduled to be 120,000 square feet. And the funding did not include two parking garages, as some people may have understood. In fact, it did not include any parking garages. The good news is that we have time to plan more comprehensively, and we would very much like the city to be involved in this process with us. Just last week, I met with the Dunwoody City Council members, along with the mayor and the city manager. It was during these discussions that John Hedigan shared an interesting idea that we are willing to help implement: bicycle avenues with access to and around our campus. It's great ideas like the one that John shared with us that I hope to capture and implement in our own facility planning process. Allow me, if I may, to give you a short history. Shortly after I arrived to become president at George Frederick College in 2006, I received a phone call from the DeKalb County School Superintendent, that was Dr. Crawford Lewis, with a request to meet with him about helping Dunwoody's residents. He communicated that there was great need for an elementary school in Dunwoody due to the overcrowding in our current schools. I understood the problem and agreed to help Dr. Crawford and to help Dunwoody. In fewer than 8 weeks, we reached an agreement for a real estate exchange, 18 acres of ours for 15 acres of his, plus the very old Occupational Education Center. After walking through that building, I was absolutely convinced that we should never subject our students to a building that is in that condition. It was leaking, it was in horrible disrepair, and had asbestos and black mold issues. It was at that point that I went back to our executive team and I asked them to amend our college's facility plan in order to improve education in Dunwoody. And with that action, we placed a request for a new allied health academic building at the very top of our priority list. GPC and Dunwoody have grown up together. Our campus opened its doors in 1979 to serve North DeKalb County, and at that time, we were part of the DeKalb County school system. During the 30 years since that time, GPC has strived to accommodate the area's growing demand for high-quality, accessible, affordable education. We have been and are committed to being a resource and your partner in the Dunwoody community. Both the city and GPC have experienced tremendous growth. However, with growth comes challenges, and believe me, I know that we have our share of challenges. Here are the top 10 actions that we've taken this past year to alleviate one of our challenges, traffic. Number one, to help support the city, we have absorbed the cost of moving many of our GPC public safety officers off of our campus and onto the city roads at strategic locations during peak traffic times to help move the traffic along. Number two, we have changed our campus loop road from a two-way to a one-way in order to facilitate traffic flow. Number three, additional parking has been opened on our campus at our cost to eliminate backups and bottlenecks on city streets. Number four, in order to reduce traffic, Monday through Thursdays, we've moved several of those courses into a weekend pattern, reducing the Monday through Thursday course pattern. Number five, in order to reduce traffic off the streets, we recently widened, at our cost, the GPC Tillingville corridor, which had been a single-lane exit only. This allowed additional entrance to the campus and pulling traffic off the streets much faster. Number six, we have greatly increased our online course offerings. There is no space required in the expansion of online courses. As a result of our efforts over the past 3 years, we now have 8,000 students enrolled online as of the spring semester. 3 years ago, we had 1,600 students enrolled online. So we are putting more of our resources in this direction, thereby reducing the need for many new students to drive to campus to attend classes. Number seven, 2 years ago, we reached an agreement with Georgia State University to offer courses at their site in Alpharetta. We currently enroll 1,000 students in Alpharetta. Those students no longer have to drive into Dunwoody. Number eight, continued negotiations with Georgia State University has resulted in our assuming control over the entire building in the fall of 2010. We are projecting an enrollment of 2,500 students in the fall. So now students who travel from North Fulton to our Dunwoody campus will be able to attend and complete their full degree requirements in Alpharetta instead of driving into Dunwoody. Number nine, last semester we changed our course schedule to start earlier and end later. And number 10, we've just completed a traffic study to help us better understand the college's impact on city traffic. From 4:45 to 5:45, and I just picked this number, but I haven't had a chance really to review the entire document because we just received it. But I picked a time that I thought was most right in the middle of the week, right in the middle of what I understand is the heaviest traffic because I drive in that heavy traffic myself. From 4:45 to 5:45 p.m. on a Wednesday, 27% of the traffic on the two streets bordering GPC are from the college. 73% of the traffic is not from the college. For those of you who are not familiar with GPC and the Dunwoody campus, I want to tell you a little more about the college. This graph, there it is, this graph shows the growth of Dunwoody, of the Dunwoody community and the growth of our Dunwoody campus during the last 10 years. As you can see, the college and the community have grown proportionally. From 2000 to 2009, Dunwoody and its surrounding areas grew by almost 130,000 residents. GPC's Dunwoody campus has kept pace with the growth increasing by 4,102 students during that same time period. It's obvious that as Dunwoody grows, so too does Dunwoody's college campus. The campus growth is directly tied to the area's growth. Our students, faculty, and staff contribute daily to Dunwoody's economy. GPC is creating jobs in Dunwoody and bringing customers to area businesses. When looking at the service area of a campus, the university system typically considers a 6 to 8 mile radius. For the purposes of this presentation, and because I knew you would want me to do this, I chose the smaller, the 6 mile radius. Over the past 10 years, GPC has served more than 17,600 students who have come from that 6 mile radius surrounding the city of Dunwoody. The total GPC economic impact on the Dunwoody area is estimated at $46.7 million annually. GPC is striving to meet the increasing need for more trained allied health professionals. The new academic building, which is no longer being funded, would have housed a dental hygiene clinic, laboratories for allied health majors, along with general classroom space. GPC continues to partner with businesses to train students in these critical job areas, and our nursing graduates are employed at local hospitals such as Northside and St. Joseph's, as well as many other physicians' offices located in Dunwoody and in the surrounding area. In the past 2 years, our dental hygiene graduates had a 100% pass rate on the national licensing exam in their first attempt, and we have just graduated our largest nursing class in the history of the college, 250 students. It's likely that you will see our dental hygiene and nursing students working in area offices and hospitals. We need the support of our community, this community, for our continued support and success of these vital programs. GBC provides opportunities for students to become successful and productive citizens. For example, our GBC Dunwoody math team has won top honors for the past 4 years at the state's math tournament and received the overall number one top award in 2009. That's for all universities and colleges in the state of Georgia. In response to community demand, GPC now offers its engineering program of study on our Dunwoody campus. We now transfer more students into Georgia Tech's engineering school than any two-year college in the country. Victoria White, Dunwoody Honors Program student, was named GPC's top Regents Scholar and was also awarded the prestigious Jack Kent Cook Scholarship. It is a $90,000 scholarship. Those funds go toward her bachelor's degree. GPC offers a robust admission guarantee. It is a transfer admission guarantee, the TAG program. If you haven't heard about that, you should. It's a great program. If you have kids, you definitely want to consider GPC on this. This program guarantees qualified students admission to more than 38 institutions after graduating from Georgia Perimeter College. Those students can begin with us and get a great educational foundation and move on seamlessly to four-year institutions of their choice, guaranteed. That includes UGA, Georgia State, Georgia Tech, Auburn University, University of Alabama, University of Louisville, and every other four-year institution in the state of Georgia. GPC's Dunwoody campus is also known as a center of fine arts and cultural events. With plays, speaker series, concerts, and art exhibits, we contribute to the quality of life of the Dunwoody community. A couple of examples is the GPC's Jazz Ensemble, which has been part of the Dunwoody campus since its beginning. You may have attended one of these free community concerts at the Marcus Jewish Community Center, just up the street from our campus. Also, theatrical performances like the Doll's House have been performed in conjunction with the Dunwoody Play Crafters Playhouse, and that performance is located on our GPC campus. Many of our cultural events involve the talent of area residents, and all are open to the public. Dunwoody soccer fans have come to expect a national powerhouse. The Jaguars made the National Junior College Athletic Association Tournament 6 years in a row, and they won the national championship in 2005. And just recently in 2009, our team finished second in the nation. They just missed the national championship by a double overtime penalty kick. Coach Mark Zagara in Dunwoody, also one of our business faculty members, his record is 279 wins, 71 losses, and 13 ties, was also named to the NJCAA Hall of Fame in November of 2009. I hope you'll come out and see our Dunwoody Jaguars in action in 2010. I expect them to bring it all home in the fall. We've only lost two of our players. Our faculty and staff and students volunteer in the Dunwoody area on a regular basis. Twice each year, our dental hygiene students provide free dental sealants to elementary school students who have little or no access to dental care. On the recent MLK Day of Service, 50 of our students volunteered at the Dunwoody Nature Center, upgrading trails, painting, and making general repairs. Because we want every GPC student to have the opportunities to apply theory to reality via community service, we have just established the Atlanta Center for Civic Engagement and Service Learning. This is the first center of this type in our country, and it is in our county, in DeKalb. In fact, Jimmy Carter will be snipping the ribbon on February 15th, officially opening the center on our Clarkston campus. You'll be hearing much more about our commitment to community service in Dunwoody and all around all of our campuses in the near future. There are so many exciting things happening at Georgia Perimeter College. I could talk about the college for hours, as you can imagine. I am passionate about Georgia Perimeter College and the role that we play as a two-year transfer institution in Georgia. I'll wrap up my speaking points with this photograph of a future GPC scholar and his father enjoying our Dunwoody campus observatory and planetarium. It says it all. We look forward to our continued partnership with you in developing Dunwoody's future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. I will stay with us one second again. I'm going to get to public comment in regards, but I would like kind of thought this through, but with council, is there any okay. Dr. Coley,
yes.
I'm going to go to public comment.
Okay. If I can, I'd like to share these with you as well, Mr. Mayor. This is a copy of the presentation that's delivered, along with the impact report that we developed for all of you, so you can see exactly what's happening. There's much more detail in this impact report. We have copies for all of you. Well, I don't know, all of you. We have some copies for many of you as well, if you would like. Thanks so much for the
okay, thank you, Dr. Coley. Again, I'm going to get to public comment now. And again, as I call your name, I'm not going to go over the rules of the road again for time, but remember, time limit, please come and make your comment and move away for the next person. So, Daniel.
Hi there.
Hi.
Can I see a little generation here? I'll keep it brief. I grew up in the city of Dunwoody. I was born in Northside, Massachusetts. I watched this community grow up. I do not think the traffic problem is GPCs. It is due to the park that everyone uses Dunwoody as a cut through to Gwinnett County and Fulton County. Everyone knows this, and it's been a problem. When I used to go to Boy Scouts at Kingswood, which is right up the road from GPC,